This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Welcome back. Or welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. It is Monday, and it is a hot Monday out there today. And let's see. Today we have a packed show, as usual.
Although it's depacking as we speak.
it's depacking. Well, we're not sure. We're still not sure
Well, let's
yet.
Explain why I would say
Go
that.
Go ahead.
We had planned to be talking to Captain Jonathan Hillstrand from the Time Bandit on Deadliest Catch, which was kind of a cool. We're very excited about that. The season finale for season 11 is tomorrow evening on Discovery. And they had arranged with us to talk to him right now. However, the people that arrange these things can't find him.
he can't be found right now. He's missing a little bit. But who knows? He may come through and we may shoot it right over to him.
Exactly. So. That it may happen on a moment's notice, or it might be tomorrow. Now they're telling us. So these things happen occasionally with live radio and with celebrities. It really hasn't. This is the first time this has happened to us. But other places I've been, I'd say probably 10 to 20% of the interviews get switched around, they cancel, they change. I'll tell you, the guy who is infamous for changing, there's a couple of them, actually. The guy that does Bar Rescue, he is famous for canceling and then rescheduling and then doing the same thing over and over again. And Sherry,
well, it wasn't giving him a very good rep. I mean,
well, you know what? They don't really care because they're so rich and they're such big stars that, I mean, they should care.
Yeah, they should. That's not very nice.
And I think they probably have a good reason for it in their mind. But I'm thinking sometimes they just don't feel like it.
Right.
Another one, I believe, was Sherry Shepherd from The View a couple years ago.
Really?
That one got scheduled, rescheduled, rescheduled. And then I said, you know what? Not interested. Another one, Casey of Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Casey of Casey's Rib Shack.
No, Kevin.
I'm just kidding.
Kevin would never do that to us. But, you know, Casey, the Get Down Tonight and, you know, that whole, I mean,
cool.
Boogie Shoes and all those songs. I think I had two reschedules. And on the third one, I said, you know what? I can't count on you. So we're just not going to do it. So that happens occasionally. And that's, you know, the life we live. But luckily, I'd say 90% of them are right on time and do a fantastic job.
Yeah, it's always fun.
So anyway, stand by. We may or may not talk to the captain of the Time Bandit. I actually watched the episode
I love that
Saturday.
Show.
Oh, I do too.
I don't watch it regularly, but record it or, you know, get it on demand.
So on Saturday, they ran one of the episodes from earlier in the season because they're getting ready to wrap up season 11 tomorrow night. And it was recorded the day of the Super Bowl.
Oh.
Now, of course, they're out there on the high seas, and they are all fans of the Seahawks because that's who the Patriots played. And it was interesting. They were actually shuttling over to one boat. Some guy figured out how to pluck it out of the satellite or something because you don't have self-service in the Bering Straits. You can't, you know, you can't go to your computer. But a guy figured out how to do it, and he was able to put it on a big screen. So all these other guys from other boats came to watch it. Oh, they're all excited because Seattle's winning, and it's like 4 points. They're winning by 4 points toward, as we know, the end of the game, and then the interception, and the Patriots punch it in. And so you never saw so many really dejected. There was only one New England Patriots fan on that whole trip.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So that's an interesting show because they claim that everything you see is real. This is, we don't change anything because we have to earn a living crabbing. So we don't set things up. It's not prefabricated or contrived or canned. This is how it happens. And it was interesting because we were so tied into the Super Bowl with the Patriots this year. And, of course, knowing how it ended, I couldn't wait to watch the episode.
Wow. That must be a good one.
They have a preview clip of it, and on our sister station 101.5 WZEI during Dale and Holly, they play it just to stick it to them. And what happens is the guys all yell "Beast Mode, Beast Mode, Beast Mode," thinking that Marshawn Lynch, that's his nickname, Beast Mode, is going to get the ball to punch it into the end zone, and then Russ Wilson throws the interception.
Yes,
you hear this, "Oh, why did they give it to him?" Oh, that kind of thing. So
I know. Oh, you should try to watch the whole episode because it's just one big buildup. You know, this is like the biggest team morale builder of the day for all these guys on the boats because they get some time off to watch the Super Bowl. Now, of course. Of course, you know, when they're watching it, it's the game is played at 3 o'clock Eastern. Oh, I'm sorry, Pacific. So, and they're even a couple hours behind, so they're getting to watch it at 1 or 2 in the afternoon.
Right.
So it's like, it's really very. It's a great episode, and I mean, I have a question about that for the captain if he does call through. So, anyway, hopefully we'll talk to him today or tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's all good.
So, what have you been up to?
What have I been up to? Well, I can't tell you everything.
I didn't ask to hear everything. I'm eating this beautiful tomato here, and I am thinking, the only person I can think of is Steve Freeman.
Oh, who will be in a little over an hour from now.
Oh, he is coming in today.
Well, today is Monday.
Yeah,
that's right.
Okay, so it's, I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. It is.
I have to save some of that because he'll be so proud that I'm eating that.
Let me just say that that is such a juicy tomato that you've got like six paper plates under the
I
top
do.
One.
I wanted to
Otherwise,
sure.
we're going to be in a pool of red in the studio. Mm-hmm. That looks like it's, boy, I don't know if that's a beefy boy or if that's
a beefsteak.
Beefsteak tomato.
And, you know, like... Steve said it's mm-hmm. it's been sitting out on my counter, and today I looked at it and I went, "You're coming with me today." And yeah, it's delicious. It's so sweet and you know nothing like a fresh.
It is, and you actually shared a little bit of it with me. Thank you. I don't like to dip into your lunch, but if you offer, how often do I say no? Not very often, right? Especially when you bring down panini sandwiches.
I know. I got to get out of that. That's what got me into my little funk here.
All right, so you're having tomato today. I mean, that whole thing is probably 60 calories by the time it's all said and done.
I'll have a protein shake after. I had one earlier. And,
you're just kind of swinging back in the groove? Is that,
I have to
could
swing
I put it that way?
Back in the groove. You can
right.
totally put it that way.
Okay.
Yes, I was getting kind of into the mode of, you know, not bringing my lunch
mm-hmm.
and, you know, not going to the grocery store enough. And yes, I'm back.
Well, these things happen, you know.
And I started eating those stupid paninis. But thank God Mike was eating half of it. He was rescuing half of it for me.
He was.
And they were fairly healthy. I mean, they weren't bad. But you know what it is with me when I'm in that mode?
Mm-hmm.
The potato chip thing is up there.
Oh, yeah.
And I pick at the potato chips.
Yeah.
And normally, because, you know, like right now today, it doesn't bother me. I don't have to have any. I can go days and weeks without them. But when I'm on the mode of it, forget it.
Yeah.
Unstoppable.
You get into a mindset like what the one you're in right now, you're going
to
be really good for a couple days.
I'll
you'll modify it a little bit, but you still won't go back to how it was.
Correct.
I mean, you're still, I think, working out and doing, you know, all the other things. Although you've got a little hip issue, right?
I've been having a hip issue, so I'm seeing the orthopedic doctor, so we'll see what he has to say. But yeah. I mean, I can't even walk very, you know, it's tough.
Now, how much of your workout does that affect?
The treadmill, although the bicycle is better. Mm-hmm. And, you know, still do my weights.
Now, do you have a history of hip difficulties?
No,
oh.
My knees. But my hip, it's been bothering me for a few months, but it's gotten worse. I don't know if I pulled something maybe or, you know, and it could just be my arthritis or who knows.
You have arthritis?
I do.
Oh, I think a lot of people do.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bummer.
Well, you know, the older you get and you get it.
Yeah, I don't have that yet. But once in a while I'll feel something. I say, that wasn't there yesterday.
Yeah.
But then luckily it goes away.
Right.
So I think it's just reminding me. A reality check, Mike, you're not getting any younger either. We're gonna give you a little more time here, but at some point we're going to descend upon you and ravage your body.
Yeah. This is funny. I came across this it was either Thrillist or, you know, one mm-hmm. of those food sites that I just love. And it is chain restaurant workers reveal what you should never order.
You know, I saw that headline, but I didn't go ahead and read it. So I would love to know what they're telling.
Some?
I definitely do.
Oh, my. Okay, let's see. Cold Stone, you know Cold Stone Creamery?
Oh, yeah, they had some real issues a couple of years ago.
About what?
With some kind of bacteria.
Ooh.
This was maybe 3-4 or more years ago. Yeah.
Okay, all
so
right.
So what do they say?
Well, one of the workers that had been working there worked at Cold Stone, don't get raisins. They still offer raisins as a mix-in. They've been sitting there since the dawn of time.
See, that wouldn't bother me. You know, it's the stuff that involves a little more active ingredients. Raisins are fine. Okay.
Let me see. That one wasn't that good. I used to work at Applebee's. The Oriental chicken salad dressing is pretty much sugar and chicken fat.
Oh, sounds good to me.
Yeah, I know, right?
And the problem is?
This is funny. I worked at Wendy's when I was 16. I'm now 32. But the meat in the chili, now listen to this. The meat in the chili at Wendy's is burnt patties from the grill, collected in a draw. I know exactly what he's talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Put in a bag, frozen, then boiled and chopped up to a week later. This grosses my wife, and somehow it doesn't bother me. Isn't that funny? So,
That one's tough to believe.
I know. That does sound a little... Yeah. He said he worked there, so I don't know.
Might have just been his store, and he might just be making it up with sour grapes.
Who knows?
But we
Who
know
knows?
Things do happen at restaurants.
Yeah.
So
I worked at Outback. The Bloomin' Onions, though delicious, are so bad for you. Like 2,000 calories bad. It made me almost sick when I saw two of them going to the same table.
Wow. Do you ever see him make it like at the Deerfield Fair? There's somebody that's always making them, and they have this like some kind of a contraption that comes down and splits them all apart. Then they bread them and put them into the deep fryer. So, you know what? They are tasty. After one or two petals, I'm all set.
Me too. Mm-hmm. I like to have it. I like to just pick at it a little bit. But yeah. And then here's another one: Panera's soup. And I do like Panera's soup.
I do too.
Soup.
Okay. I do too.
Well, listen, and I kind of knew this a little bit. Worked at Panera Bread. The soups come in frozen bags and boxes that say institution food. I didn't know that part of it.
Okay.
I didn't know that part of it. On the side of the box. We would throw them in hot water, a hot water cooker that would bring them up to temperature from freezing blocks to near hot boiling bags. Run in the back and fill up empty pots from the food line. Sometimes we didn't get to fully thaw out the soup in time and put some cold ones out there often enough. Now, so that's really not good. If the health inspector came in, boom, that's bad news. And McDonald's fish filet. My dad loves
McDonald's.
He does.
And I have to say, I don't get them often, but I like them too.
Used to work at McDonald's in high school.
Mm-hmm.
Don't order fish fillets or grilled chicken, anything, unless it's just after the breakfast-lunch switch over, because it's right in the middle of lunch rush. Or they're going into, or if they're in an advertised special on those particular items. They don't sell a lot outside of lunch rush, so you might get a patty that's near the end of its cycle.
No.
Just some little tips. So I thought that was kind of...
Well, yeah, and boy, there's so many other stories. I mean, you've been in the restaurant business long enough that... You've seen stuff at other places you've worked at, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
And I worked at the fast food restaurant, saw a couple things, but you know what? Just kids being kids.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. But
do we have a food holiday today?
We do have a food holiday. Today's food holiday is National Vanilla Custard Day, which I do love vanilla custard.
Do you?
I do. And it's also in Australia, it's a Cupcake Day.
Okay.
And then I just started, I looked a little bit... on the history of cupcakes and stuff like that. And Amelia Simmons was the first known person to write a cookbook.
Okay.
In 1796. This is my son right here.
Oh, okay. Wondered who was sneaking up on us. Okay. Hey, Kev.
In 1796. Isn't that cool?
So that's the first recorded cookbook?
It's the first recorded cookbook. And she is the one that made the recipe on cupcakes, which I think is really, it's really interesting. I'm trying to find where.
So she probably made some for President George Washington's inauguration and,
Well, she was an orphan.
Really?
Yeah.
She had nothing better to do.
The history of it is pretty, it's pretty interesting. You can, it's on, if you go to Wikipedia and punch in Amelia Simmons, it'll come all right up and it's kind of cool.
Well, there you go. And this is also National Sandwich Month.
Sandwich month.
So the reason I bring that up is that'll be our...
You like your sandwiches.
I do like sandwiches. I like to have fun with them at home, but that'll be our comedy cold cuts section or theme this coming Friday is sandwiches. So I've got it all lined up, ready to go.
That'll be fun.
A deli of entertainment is coming your way this coming Friday.
A deli of entertainment.
Hello, deli. Well, hello, deli. Oh, that's the wrong
one. That's Dolly.
I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. We have Pat from Manchester on. Hi, Pat. How are you?
Hey, good. And I think it's pronounced sandwiches.
Yeah, right. Sandwiches or Sammies.
I got a question. And
yes.
My family and I are going to be going up to Attitash area tomorrow and do the Cog Railway on Wednesday.
Fun.
And I've never done it before. I'm just wondering, guys, have any references for restaurants up there for tomorrow evening? I've never eaten in the area, so I didn't know if you guys knew of any good place up there.
Off the top of my head.
Yeah, there's some really good, like the Sugar Hill restaurant is probably not far from there.
Isn't Attitash right near North Conway?
Yes, that would be my suggestion,
Pat,
North Conway.
Oh my gosh, there is like down that strip there, and I can't think of the names of them because my memory is not very good.
What kind of food do you like, Pat?
there's
he likes anything.
Right. There's a bed and breakfast slash a hotel slash restaurant there. I think it's called the 1785 Inn or 1784.
Ooh, I know that one.
Yeah, really, yes. Really good, authentic American cuisine. And if you want something that's more along pub food but a really nice in-out quickly, it's a place called the Muddy Moose. Is also in North Conway as you go a little further south from the 1785. Now, I should also point out there is food available at the Mount Washington Observatory because the Cog Railway takes you all the way up there. And if you want a snack, you know, you can get something. It's not any kind of great cuisine. I would take Carol's idea and go to North Conway, and you'll have no trouble. Right. Those are two restaurants I've been to and enjoyed.
Yeah, okay, yeah, that'll be for, like, tomorrow evening, though, after we get done wearing ourselves all that ass. So, okay, that sounds great.
Well, you're going up on a really hot day here. I don't know what it's going to be like at 6,288 feet, but the chances are it'll probably be in the 50s or maybe 60, unless we have what's called a thermal inversion, at which time it could be in the 70s or 80s. You never know. I've been up there twice, and I've been in the clouds both times, really bummed out.
I think we're going up Saturday.
Oh, are you?
Washington. Well, it's a hike for mental health.
Oh, it is.
And my sister-in-law and her whole crew, they're all climbing Mount Washington, so... my mother and I, Daryl may be hiking with them, but we're going to be, I think, going up the auto road.
Okay, that's a fun ride. Have you ever done that road before?
That's scary. That's scary as heck.
Well, it is, because there's no guardrails once you get up, you know, past the tree line there, and you're just looking down at rocks and...
I did it 2 years ago with Tyler. And I, we go on vacation together every year for a few days, and I cried and screamed the whole ride up. I was so scared.
Yeah, but it's more dangerous coming down because if your brakes fail, that's worse.
I was okay going down.
The serious position is to be in that passenger seat. It's not bad if you're driving. But
yeah, that's right. That's closer to the edge on the way up.
Well, you know, I actually started the trip with me driving, and then I couldn't. I had to get out. And Tyler took over, and I'll tell you, I thought I was going to have a heart attack. I literally was crying and screaming the whole entire time. So I'm not sure how it'll be. But my car then was a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
My car now is a little smaller, so...
All right, well, there you go.
But anyway.
North Conway, 1785, or Muddy Moose, or there's probably 10 other places that would be really, really good.
Excellent. Thank you, guys.
Have fun.
Have a good time.
Let us know if you think of it when you get back maybe Wednesday or Thursday. Give us a quick shout and where you went and give us your review.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thanks, Pat. Thanks. Have fun.
All right, we need to go on break.
We do.
Right. We have our next guest. We have Lori Gooley and Steve Gamlin in for Rocco Boulay. It is Healthy Monday, so I can't wait to hear what they have on tap because Carol needs to hear it. Stay tuned. You're listening to Food for Thought. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Mike. It is Monday, and it is Healthy Monday. And like I said, Carol needs some talking to. So let's welcome Lori Gooley and Steve Gamlin in place of Rocco Boulay today. You can check Rocco's place out at integrityfit.com. And so welcome, guys.
And combined, by the way, they can't bench press 500 pounds.
No. I'm not Rocco, but I play him on the radio.
Yeah, it works on the radio, not so much on video, though.
No.
So he's busy, Lori, right, getting the new place all set and ready to go in North Conway.
Yep. He's actually training the staff today on the software, so that's like day 4 or 5 of that now. So
that must be stressful. I mean, opening a new place, training all new people. Yeah.
And plus the software, it's a lot to learn, so it's quite a bit to get going. But we had our grand pre-opening sale this weekend, so we had a very good turnout. So we're super excited to be part of that community. So we can't probably about a couple of weeks we'll be open for real.
Nice,
so very exciting. Yeah,
good. So what do we have on tap today? Healthy Monday.
Lori and I were talking after the show last week and then later in the week kind of getting together on what we wanted to talk about. And we're thinking about, of course, your show is food related. Mm-hmm. And we're talking about people having a vision for what their healthy body is going to look like. And I started laughing because I've been teaching vision boards for the last decade. And so many people say, well, I want this body. I want that body. And I would just tell them, when you're coming to one of my events, bring a picture of the body you want. And they would do that. And then one person picked up her scissors, cut the head off the other body, and put hers there. And I just thought that was absolutely brilliant because she knew what she wanted to look like as a whole complete person. She said, I want my face on that person's body. And she made it. And that she said that helped her with her fitness goals and her eating. And about 8 years ago, I had to lose a bunch of weight, went to my gym, met with the nutritionist, and all of a sudden was buying foods that I couldn't even spell. I had to bring them, do them phonetically at the grocery store. You know, I didn't know okra sounded like Oprah. Yeah. I'm like, what's this okra stuff? I need okra, apparently. But so envisioning the body and then people like Lori being able to help people have the vision first, know where you have to go, and then find the people who can help you get there.
You know, I've been listening to, do you know Danny Johnson, the motivational speaker?
I do,
Danny Johnson.
Yes. Not personally, but I'm aware of.
Yeah. I got her tapes, so I've been listening to her tapes. Mm-hmm. You know, Daryl and I started like over, well, last Wednesday or Thursday, I think I got them in. And so they're in the car, so every time we're in the car, we listen to a track or two. And, you know, she talks about being, you know, also being positive,
mm-hmm.
you know, just being positive and like saying to yourself, this is what I want to do. This is what I, you know, have to do. And, you know, being positive,
yeah.
I think has a lot to do with it.
Well, Lori sees the people walking in every day. I mean, Lori, what are some of the greatest excuses and looks on the faces you've seen people coming through the door? I have to go to the gym.
Right. We live in a world of excuse making. So I think I was one of those people. So, you know, we always think of reasons why we can't do something. And I think you need to change your thought pattern into why you can do something.
And being positive.
Right.
Yes.
So instead of thinking of all the reasons why I can't go to the gym, why I can't make healthy choices, you have to start thinking of reasons why you can. I can go to the gym because I want to be healthy. I can go to the gym because I want the energy to keep up with my children rather than I can't go to the gym because I have children. So it's a thought pattern.
It is.
It totally
it's
is.
A constant in your head back and forth,
yes.
you know, thing.
Yes.
I'm on my way to the gym and I'm like, you know, I'm driving down, you know, South River Road or whatever. And I'm like, I can't wait till my car's in the other direction. Back.
But that's a good vision. That's a good
but,
vision
and
to
you
have.
You know what? I have to say, I mean, the best feeling ever is when I'm at Integrity and, you know, you do your workout and you really do. I mean, you do it mm-hmm. and you... And it's really, for me, it's getting there. Once
yes.
I'm there, I'm fine.
Yes.
I'm in the mode and I'm doing
right.
it. I mean, if I'm there, I'm going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'm going to do it. And it's putting that card after I've checked off my boxes and putting
right.
it into the case
right.
and going, bye-bye, and then walking to the car. It's like, but you just, you feel like you've accomplished something.
Right.
And you just feel, you feel good.
Because you will never regret the workout you did.
Exactly.
You know?
Yep.
And I think, too, if a lot of people hem and haw about, oh, I got to go work out. It's like if you just went when you originally thought of it, you would
be
done by now.
It would be all done.
Yep.
So, but I did the same thing when I went. I hem and hawed about it. I'm like, oh, well, I could think of any excuse to not go. So I tricked myself. I said, well, I don't really want to go, but I'll go for like 5 minutes. If I still don't feel like being there, I'll leave.
Which but, you never did that, probably.
Which I never did, because
right.
once I was there and
you're
I
fine.
Did it, and Donna, you know, and the other coaches would talk to me, I'd get in that happy place, and the endorphins start flowing, of course, yeah. when you start working out. So then I was, before I knew it, I was done. I was like, so glad
and
I did this.
You feel so good when you're, you
and
know, when you've accomplished it.
And it is amazing. I know we're veering off track a little bit, but
no.
It's part of the whole, like, the way you think about things. I always thought, like, I don't have the energy to do it. I'm too busy. I got to do this. I got to do that. But then when I really analyzed my day, I really wasn't busy. Like, I was busy goofing off, doing mm-hmm. stupid nonsense stuff. So I said, well, if I can, you know, surf Facebook for 2 hours, I most certainly can go to the gym for 30 minutes, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, but Facebook is your job, though.
It is. It is my job. But I, you
You're
have
not helping,
to...
Carol.
Well,
I was going to say.
Well, I'm trying to
reverse
help
enabling
her.
Here.
It is my job, but I don't work 24 hours a day.
I know. I'm so trying to help you.
my favorite excuse ever that I had was, well, there was a skunk in the yard last night. And they said, Iago, he might still be out.
Yeah.
You know, in the morning, I'm watching all these cars whizzing around the street and all this activity. He might be hiding under the apple tree waiting for me. You want to go to the gym? Let's make you smell real good.
Yeah.
I have to wash my cat. I can't go to the gym.
Yeah. Oh, I can use that now. Thank you. Yeah. So what is your story, Lori? Because were you at a point in your life where you perhaps weren't happy with how you felt, how you looked, and made a change? And now you're, of course, a part of the solution.
Yes. I was 51 pounds heavier than I am now. I was a type 2 diabetic. I had high blood pressure.
Awfully young for that.
Yes. And that was when I was 38. I'm going to be 45 next month. So, you know, I had type 2 diabetes, which is controllable with diet and exercise. I had high blood pressure, high cholesterol. I was I have panic disorder, severe depression, anxiety. In 38, I was on, you know, 4 or 5 medications. And I kind of just really woke up one day after I spent the night in the ER with a scare because I thought I was having a heart attack at 38. And I was popping one of my antidepressant pills and so, God, what am I doing? What am I doing? How am I going to be when I'm 48, 58?
If you live that long,
if
right?
If I live that long. Yeah. So, you know, I had a friend that recommended I go to see Rocco down at Integrity, and I thought of every excuse in the world not to go see him because I didn't need his help. I could, you know, I was stubborn. I didn't like to admit that I needed help, but then I finally did, and here I am today at, you know, a healthy weight, a healthy body composition. I have healthy habits that I've instilled onto my children. My youngest is like becoming a bodybuilder now, so he's very much into fitness now. He runs 3 miles a day. Hopefully not today, because he'll probably pass out with the, with the heat.
Hot out
but
there.
You know, so I can tell you about all the excuses that have been there. I had all the excuses, so I walked the walk.
So what I want to know, okay, you had all those excuses, and how long did it take you before it became, you know, you didn't have to make an excuse for it, that, you know, you were, okay, you know now you need to go to the gym. It's just what you have to do, and
it took me
and
good,
you want to do
yeah,
it.
It took me a good 3 or 4 months to get into the swing of it. Because at that time, I wasn't feeling good. I was on antidepressants, which made me extremely tired and zombie-like. So I didn't really have the energy to go. So I was forcing myself, and that's what it took. It took me to force myself to go, and I was miserable. I'm not going to lie. I was miserable. But I was tired of feeling like that. So I was sick and tired of being sick and tired. So my thought pattern started to change. And nothing is going to change if you don't change. I mean, that's the definition of insanity, is doing the same thing over and over again, expecting change, you know? But it did take time, and I fell many times, picked myself back up, and which is nice about Integrity, because they have the coaches there to help you get back up if you fall off. And they don't make you feel bad for screwing up. You know, it's like we're human. We're gonna screw up. So it's just part of life. And you have to just learn from that and you know, make it better. If you make a bad food choice, the whole day is not shot. It's just one meal.
Exactly.
So the next time, make a better choice.
That's my biggest thing that I've and I think I've kind of gotten over it. Because, you know, when I'm in the mode, you know, way back when I'd go on a diet, you know, and, you know, the first day that you cheat, let's say it's Wednesday.
And I hate that word diet, by the way.
I know. And, you know, and I try not to use it now. And you are so right.
Rocco, it's healthy eating.
Rocco taught me that. And you are exactly right. But that's why I said way back in the day when I would go on one of those.
Yep.
And, you know, Wednesday, I would have something that I shouldn't have had. And instead of just, okay, you know, it's a mistake and that is going to happen, and accept it and move on to the next meal. Oh no, I'm going to wait till Monday now.
Right.
Got to wait till Monday. Monday is the D-Day.
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, I had a member come into the club, and it was, you know, 8 a.m. She's like, I need to talk to you. Can I talk to you privately in the office? And she bursts into tears. I'm like, oh my gosh, what's the matter? I had chocolate cake for breakfast. I was like,
did you bring some?
Yeah.
I was like, well, was it good?
Yeah.
And she's like, are you mad? I'm like, I don't care what you eat. I said, she's like, but I just ruined the whole day. I'm like, no, you ruined breakfast. You have the whole rest of the day to make a better choice now.
Right. That was good that she went in.
Yeah. But she felt so, like, she was beating herself up about it. And that's my point, too. Like, don't beat yourself up about it. I mean, it's just like if you dropped your cell phone on the ground, are you going to jump on top of it to make sure it's broken? No, you're probably going to pick it up, brush it off, and say, yay, it's not broken. Same kind of thought process. Right. You know, it's just one meal. If you eat all 6-7 meals like that, then yeah, I'm going to have a little chat with you. But it's going to be an encouraging chat and an empowering chat. Like, right. What can we do different? What is your thought process when you're reaching for those wrong foods, you know?
So we tend to beat ourselves up a lot worse than you ever would.
Yes, yes.
Because that's not how you get results with negative. It's like training a pet. Right. I hate to reduce it to that. But when you yell at your pet and you be mean to it, it's just going to resist and not going to want to be around.
Right. You always want to empower people. That's the important thing. Because then that helps their thought pattern go to a better place. It brings them up rather than bring them down.
And having had conversations with Lori, she'll ask people right up front, how do you need me to be for you? Some people need to be yelled at. Right. And they say, that's the only way I learn. But then if you take a person who was condemning themselves because they had chocolate cake for breakfast and they're slinking in, just looking at the floor, tail between the legs, I was bad, you know, roll up a newspaper and hit me with it.
Right.
But it's important because I've had trainers and coaches over the years, same thing. Some are yellers and I won't work with that.
Right.
But if you can just get me and understand me and we can have some fun and I'll call myself an idiot now and then, but you know how to bring the best out of me and we'll stay. Because I had a 3-month period about 8-9 years ago where I needed to lose 20 pounds. The doctor had already written Lipitor. Said your cholesterol is off the charts, you're 20 pounds overweight, and he's writing the prescription as we're talking about this. And so he's basically whipping me, telling me I've screwed up. And I said, whoa, 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 you know, I'm not a big fan of pharmaceuticals right out of the gate.
Right.
I said, you know, give me a shot at this. And at the time he says, you've had 38 years.
No.
Okay. You know, I have a gym membership. He goes, do you go? I said, I have a gym membership. I've never made a computer laugh as loud as when I swiped my card that day and tried to calculate. But like Lori says, I had every excuse to not go. I went every day, sometimes twice a day. Cardio, I mean, I was sweating like Elvis in the Vegas years. 19 pounds in 3 months.
Good for you.
And going to the grocery store, eating the food that I couldn't pronounce or spell, and actually found out that I liked it. So just had the vision. It was more out of fear.
Right. That's how
I
started, too.
And found great coaches.
We need to take a break. We're overdue for our break here. You're listening to Food for Thought. It's Healthy Monday. We are in studio with Lori Gooley and Steve Gamlin in place of Rocco Boulay today, and they're doing a fine job, I might add. Stay tuned. Food for Thought will be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
This is Food for Thought. Welcome back. Carol Lawrence and Mike Moore, and we're at the Beacon Building, 814 Elm Street, downtown Manchester. Our show brought to you by Healthy Solutions Spice Blends. You can find them online, spiceblends.com. Also brought to you by Fallon's Furniture, the official decorator of the Green Room for Food for Thought and Kale and Company.
There we go. And it is Healthy Monday, and we have Lori Gooley and Steve Gamlin. I almost said Lori Gamlin.
No. Sorry, Tina.
We are the non-couple.
My fiance might be listening here. My address might be changing soon.
Yeah. No, it was just a little mistake. But no, we're talking about, you know, being positive and, you know, eating healthy. And, you know, if you do fall off, it's okay. And to just move on and, you know, go to the next meal.
Mm-hmm. I just make little modified changes when I feel like, you know, and the clothes aren't fitting quite like they should. And for me, I'll just say I'm just going to cut sugar out for the week, you know. Mm-hmm. And then if I'm going to have some more, it'll be, you know, a little less frequent. But there are times when you're in a lot of social activities or you're, you know, around the holidays and food is right there and it's almost like a rote response. You just put it in your mouth and then jump on the scale January 2nd and say, Rocco! Laurie!
Can I interject with that?
Yes, please do.
There's holidays every month. So if you had that thought pattern.
Yeah, that's true.
Okay, so because you still have a choice.
Yeah.
Nobody's forcing you to eat those little wiener dog things with the bread around it, you know.
Ugh.
40 of them, right? 40 of them, right? Because, you know, January is the new year.
Yeah.
You know, just like Monday.
February is Valentine's Day, so we got to get some sweets for our sweetie.
Boy, you're right. Every month, you know. Every St. Patrick's month. Day is March.
Every month there's an excuse why we can't eat healthy.
In April, St. Swithin's Day, that's another one.
And all the all the summer holidays, the Father's Day, the 4th of July, the Labor Day,
but
those are all the big barbecues.
But then it's my birthday.
Which is?
And it's my anniversary.
Oh, in the summer?
So it's still, no, it,
there's
but it's
always
still,
something.
Oh, I see.
There's always,
yeah,
you know.
Right.
You know.
It's so true.
Now it's my dad's birthday.
Thanks a lot, Hallmark.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, blame Hallmark.
We used to have it at one of the radio stations I worked at. We'd, every year, right around the same time, somebody would yell out, it's Benito Juarez's birthday, so we're going to the Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
And, you know, we got some trade, and we're all going to eat. Right. And just every month, yeah, like you said, every month there was something.
And then, but then you have silly days, like it's Naked Day, it's... It's cookie day. It's sewing machine day. It'll always be
cupcake day today.
Yeah.
Let's get back to Naked Day now. A little bit more about. Have anybody seen that show Naked and Afraid?
Yes.
They do shows naked in everything now.
Have you not seen that, Carol?
I have seen it.
You have seen it. It's hard to. It's difficult to watch just because of the critters and stuff and all the bites on their body. I mean.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was way too fast.
Yeah. Well, see, Naked and Afraid. That's our Naked and Afraid music.
J-Dog's pulling us back in.
Yeah. Thank you, J-Dog.
Thank you, Lori. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I have a feeling we'll see this tandem back again because Rocco's going to be busy in North Conway.
Probably.
You may.
I think it's great.
Welcome anytime.
Thank you.
All
right. You're listening to Food for Thought. We're at the top of the hour. And when we come back, we're going to be with Rustic Crust Pizza. So I'm anxious. We'll be right back.